Hey, in the beginning, it was only me and the gang.
True.
Introduced this country to drilling. All of a sudden, they all wanna bang. All of a sudden, they all wanna rap. Still singing loot.
Now, as you heard yesterday here on Pacific Mornings, there is a standoff between the Pacifica Drill Group 1-4 and New South Wales Police. 1-4 were forced to cancel both their Melbourne and Adelaide gigs, with the rest of the tour now in question as to whether it will continue. The police allege that 1-4's lyrics incite violence. Drill music. What is drill music? How is it different to rap? Because a lot of people are saying, like, that's just what drill music sounds like. You speak about things and
yeah, and that is true. It is very gang-related drill music. But to explain what it is, I mean, you have to go through the history, really, because these things evolve slowly. It doesn't sort of just come out of nowhere. So if you think of hip-hop starting in New York in the South Bronx based on funk, so sampling James Brown funk loops, that kind of classic sound, all sample-based, soul, funk, R&B, that style that then people would rap over. That's the New York style. Now, in the South, it's different. It's always been different in the South. So instead of the music being sample-based, they created it on, like, drum machines, electronically. Yep. The 808 is the main thing. You have the snare drum and a bass machine called the 808, a Roland 808, which kind of made a lot of those beats that they were having in the South. So you could take it back to what's called Miami bass in Florida, and that's like a party music made on Roland 808. So I've actually brought a tune in by Tila Rock just to give you an example of the kind of sounds they were using. So this is produced by Mantronics. This is a good example of Miami bass and that kind of Southern style of production.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Yeah. Right about now. Kicking it live.
That bass there, right?
On the bass machine, better known as the Roland 808. The king of the beats. We call him Mantronic. And I am Tila Rock.
Yeah, so that's the difference in the production style. So that's what was happening in the South, okay?
So would that song be considered drill?
No. That song would be is Miami bass.
Yep.
But that is an example of the kind of sounds they were using in the South, okay?
Okay, yep.
So in the South, trap came out of that.
Okay.
Now trap is the forefather of drill, okay? But trap is from the South, okay?
Yep.
So you have like Lil Jon and the East Side of Boys, even Outkast, some of their early stuff is trap. And trap is just another word for ghetto, like a trap house is a crack house.
Yep.
So trap came out of that, using those same sounds, a bit slower, a bit more menacing, a bit more gang related.
Yeah.
But then Chicago up in the North took that trap sound.
So this all originated in America.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So Chicago, Southside Chicago in particular, took that trap sound and turned it into drill.
Okay.
Now, the only difference really between drill and trap is that drill is a lot more violent, like you were saying, the lyrics. It is much more gang-related. Like, they actually use it to sort of, you know, give messages about what they're going to do to a rival gang and stuff
so
like that.
If you put drill lyrics in a trap beat, what is it?
Drill.
Okay, because it's more,
It's the, drill is more down to sort of where you're from, what you're talking about. There's not a great difference in the sound itself, like in the production. But I'd say this tune Chief Keef that I brought in from Southside Chicago, this is not the originator, but this is a guy that popularized the drill sound.
Okay.
So you'll hear some of those sounds you just heard before in the other track, but slowed down into a sort of more menacing kind of gangbanging sound.
Okay, cool. Young Chop on the beat.
On light. On light. Jimmy, baby. Light. Jimmy, baby. On light. On light. Sauce, baby. Sauce, baby. No, you're wrong, baby. No, you're wrong, fake, baby. Fake light.
A fool. That's shit I don't like. A snitch, no. That's shit I don't like. That's shit I don't like. Sneak this up. That's shit I don't like.
I'm getting that menacing vibe that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I'm also thankful for whoever claimed that version.
Yeah. And so you can hear that production is so different to like that New York sound. So, and it's built more for the street in the sense that like in New York, you might make your production to be played on a ghetto blaster or to be played on headphones. Whereas in like Chicago and down south and stuff, these kind of tunes are made more for like to be played in the car.
Yeah.
So really bass heavy, make the trunk rattle sort of thing, park your car up at the end of the street, you'd have your whole set
out. It's a whole scene.
Yeah. So that's basically the difference. And then over in the UK, they've really, you know, latched onto that sound as well, and grime has come out of it and all sorts of stuff. But it's also different rapping style as well, not just lyrically, because you probably notice that, like, the skill level of rapping in, like, that tune is not as good as like, in New York. Because in New York, they have, like, that battle rap mentality.
Yeah, where it's, like, the faster they can do it, the more impressive it is. Like,
exactly.
You fit more words into this verse.
Exactly.
Whereas there, it feels like you're just kind of talking, but what you're talking about is dark AF.
Yeah, it's there's less Fs given, put it that way.
Yes.
Because they're not trying to defeat another battle rapper. They're more just sort of, like, talking about their set and talking about who they're going to get and all that kind of stuff.
So I know that when people have been talking about 1-4, they've been saying, you know, rap group 1-4. Can we still call them rap?
It's still rap music. I mean, everything...
It's just you're uneducated.
Everything comes under the banner of rap. I mean, rap just means rhythmically applied poetry.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, you know, hip-hop is the culture. Rap is the music.
Yeah.
Anything where you're rapping is rap music. So, I think it's totally fair to call it all rap, and it makes sense to give it one umbrella term.
Yep.
Because, you know, people get confused about, you know, trap and drill and all that. It's hard to keep up sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I learned a lot. So thank you for that, Rick. It's one of those things, you know, we talk about drill music and we say it and then we're like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
What do they sound like? And it also helps us understand the lyrics that they're allegedly getting in trouble for as being a part of the music type that they are producing. And that's obviously feeding into the lyrics that they're then singing.
That's right.